Well, the teams are coming back onto the court, and we're coming back on KVON now with the second half of action. Here at halftime, it's 28-8. The Vintage Crashers, thanks to a very strong defense, has the lead, and they also get the ball here on the alternate position to start the second half. And at midcourt, it's Kayla Cleveland putting the ball in play into Gianna McDaniel. Here she goes to the left side, takes it toward the left-hand corner. Going over there is Cleveland, and there is a whistle and a foul away from the ball, and an illegal screen set by Gianna McDaniel there. She was moving into the player on the screen. So Napa gets the ball, and that's a turnover here against the Crashers, but they get it right back on an interception. Comes down to the left side, a little shot from the baseline, left is up off. No good there by Pridmore, rebounded by Napa. Quickly in the forecourt comes Schmidt with the ball. She takes it between circles. Now bounce pass goes baseline right and slithers out of bounds. Nobody could get to it. And it will be the Crashers getting their full court pressure applied to them. But they break the trap and get down underneath this base, lace it in. Katie Gibbs open under the basket, gets the first 2 points here in the second half as Napa gets a long pass down and it was out of bounds. It was intended for Evelyn Flores. She couldn't get to it. Just a little bit of a lead pass in there, trying to get to in the inbounds pass. He tried to get it away from Padilla. Down and Gibbs open under the basket for an easy lay in. Katie Gibbs was doing a little laying back.
Yeah, nobody saw her. She just totally slipped by and was totally open for that basket.
Makes it 32-8. Another turnover there is Vinny's going to get the ball right back. And well, Joel Garcia sending into the lineup Juliet Machete. Vinny's with the ball to the left of the basket. There's a little lob pass that nearly got away, but there'll be a three-point attempt up, no good by McDaniel. Rebounded by Vintage. Comes over to Cleveland, over in the left-hand corner now, working at the weave. There's another three. This one also misses by McDaniel. Rebound by Cleveland again. Back to McDaniel. She'll try another long two. It's no good. So she goes over three, but the rebound put back up by Casey, and that was Gibbs missing the follow-up.
Yeah, and every time that the ball was shot and missed, a Vintage gal was right there to pick it up for the rebound. That was their fourth attempt.
Some tremendous offensive rebounding. Free throw is good. First of two by Katie Gibbs. She's a 5'8 sophomore back at the charity stripe with her team leading it 33-8. And she scores at free throw. So she goes 2 for 2 at that time at the line. Napa looks at full court pressure again as they get the ball in. And another steal. This is McDaniel with the steal going in against Schmidt. Now passing it back out to Cleveland, setting up a deliberate offense now into the left side, looking for a three, but not taking it. McDaniel sends it back out to Cleveland instead. Cleveland has the ball punched away from her. She can't retrieve it. It was last touched by Erickson, though, of Napa High. For Napa, Samantha Shelton comes into the game, replacing Juliet Machete. And the Crashers have the ball on the offense again, leading at 34-8. Cleveland, a long two from the left corner, no good. Rebounded by Napa High, as they had a nice offensive rebound there by Flores. And a long pass comes down under the basket. They can't get a shot away, and then they finally do, and a foul is going to be called. It'll be a two-shot foul for Napa High. Looks like that is McDaniel called for the personal foul. It's her second personal foul. It's the team second here in the second half. And the first free throw is perfect. That is, I think it's Erickson. I got somebody standing right between me and the shooter, but is that Erickson there?
Same thing, my vision's black too.
Free throw is no good. There is a whistle and across the line too soon. So there was a lane, and it was Erickson, yeah, shooting the free throw. So she split free throws, but that second one won't count because it was a lane violation. So that goes as a no shot. 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Cleveland brings it down. Pull up, jump shot from the right side for the Crushers. No good. Oh, a nice alert rebound getting in there to tie up the ball was Sophia Lerner in there to tie up Flores. This is the JV action with the varsity game to follow. And, there's a steal right under the basket, putting it up, missing the shot, though, but the follow-up was good. So Pridmore missed the shot.
Just literally took it right out of her hands.
And there they take it away again, and Cleveland leaves it in this time.
It's just amazing how quickly the turnovers happen. Literally within 2 seconds of the ball coming in. Timeout finally.
Yeah, Knappen needs to take a timeout after that. But that Frazier, well, they're not taking a timeout. They're just making some substitutions. So Paige Simpkins is one of those coming back into the lineup for the Vinnie Scratchers. There's Pridmore trying a long two. No good. Rebounded by Riley Erickson for Napa High. The defense siphons back this time. Goes way back there. And coming down into the lane and then getting a pass over and getting in there stealing the ball was Pridmore. Oh, she just literally forced the ball away from the other player. There's a shot that tried but deflected. Is another shot tried now by Vinnie that's deflected. Out it comes. Cleveland backs up with the ball midway through the third quarter. Napa has scored 1 point in the quarter to 10 for Vintage. Vintage has Simpkins with the ball now. Over to Cleveland, working it over the right side. There's a three-point try up, no good by Lerner. Rebounded by Napa, but taken away by Vintage again down underneath, up and good. That basket a little to the left of the lane by Julia Gerenzer. Gerenzer, just a freshman. 3.5 minutes to go now here in the third quarter. Napa's Schmidt drives the ball to the right of the key and is flipped away. Four different players, wholesale change.
Yeah, it is, and they need to. Something to break the momentum, and at this point, you want to give all the girls a chance to play.
Well, it'll be a different scenario there in that varsity game. It'll be interesting to see the turnaround.
Yes, it will. There'll be less turnovers for sure.
There's a shot up. Oh, no good by Nadia Alamusa. It almost went in. It held up on the lip of the rim. But that'll put Alamusa at the free throw line. The foul against Gerenzer. And Alamusa bounces the ball again, and eyes the basket now. Now her free throw is good. We'll see if she can make it again on the free throw.
Yep, and Napa breaks double digits. 10 points now.
And the varsity team heading to the locker room to get set for the second game. We have 3.5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter, and the free throw is good. So getting both ends of the free throw, and it's 40-11 now. Then he comes down. There's a left-handed shot by Lerner. I don't know where that came from. He tossed it up off the backboard, but it was left-handed off of the right foot. And there was a foul afterwards. That their foul called on Gerenzer for Vintage. Nataro comes back into the lineup. She'll replace Kayla Cleveland. As Coach Randy Pridmore makes a change in the lineup, his team that has won 16 games against a single loss. And you can understand why when you see them play here.
Yes, you can. They're just so assertive and so quick.
And Napa had a I don't know if it was 6-11 or what their record was coming in, but it will be Napa going to the free throw line as Tagashi scores the free throw. Nadoka Tagashi, a 5'3 junior at that 15-foot stripe. Lerner comes back to the bench as Pridmore makes another change in the lineup. Free throw is good, so she goes 2-for-2. Way to go there, Togiyashi. So Vintage has the ball now inside of 3 minutes to go in the third quarter as Vintage has a bit of a new look because they have Macias back in there as the point guard now. They also they keep Katie Gibbs out there. Also, Gerenzer is still in there. And Gibbs tries for the steal, but Ali Musa keeps it. Comes down, spins, goes up, shoots. Oh, just missed. And the rebound is battled for, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go against the Crushers. And that'll be on Paige Simpkins. Not yet into the bonus. That was the 16 foul, though, against Vinnie. So the next common foul will be the bonus for Napa High. Napa with the ball here in the JV contest, working it underneath, trying to get the ball, and they lose possession. Yet another turnover. We'll check that total here after a while as we get Vintage trying a three from the right corner. No good. The rebound put up and good. Getting that basket was Macias, 5'5 junior. You don't see many juniors on the JVs. Got in there and did a nice job for the Crushers. Macias driving into the lane and putting an underhand scoop shot up. No good. Rebound put up and no good. A battle for the rebound. Ali Musa puts it in, but that will be negated because of a travel.
Yeah, it took one too many steps on the scramble there underneath the basket.
Minute 45 to go. We're in the third quarter. Vintage needed some help there. They had Macias in the backcourt, but needing some assistance there to get the ball into the forecourt. She's used up the dribble. Gets the pass over, though, to Simpkins. Stolen away. Napa, but it's going to be a 2-on-3. But Macias puts a shot up. She missed the shot, but was fouled on the play and will get two free throws. So the foul on Simpkins will put at the free throw line Dinsdale. Chloe Dinsdale, the freshman, missed the free throw. Back to the line. Bouncing the ball. Ready. Aim. Fire. Off the flange. No good. Goes for the rebound and gets it and is tied up. Wow. That was.
Have you seen so many jump balls in one game? I mean, it's just constant. Like every 2 minutes, they're all tied up.
You know, we were talking about Nadia Alamusa. And her brother is sitting with her in the red shirt across the way there. The section right below Napa is fantastic. There's a quick drive and a quick shot. No good by Vintage. Napa comes away with the ball. So it's good to see Salim here. Napa with the ball as they have it taken away from them as we've reached the final minute mark of the third quarter. Fast break coming down to Macias over the right side. There is a long two up. It rims no good by Simpkins. Rebounded out of bounds. It'll stay with Vintage. Last touch by Napa High. Speaking of Napa, they send Samantha Shelton into the lineup, replacing Machete. And it'll be Napa's ball in the backcourt where they have Julie Ramirez to... Now they're changing. So no, it's not Napa's ball. It's Vintage's ball. So the officials now giving the ball to the burgundy instead of to the white jerseys. Here's Macias. Her pass is intercepted. Coming down, it is 1-on-3, but she's going to go anyway. Puts a shot up that missed. and hurt her ankle coming down, but she still battles and goes down to the other end of the court, that being Samantha Shelton, as we were following her both ways. Looked like she might have pulled something, but she's okay. She's not showing any ill effects of that drive that she made. There's a long football pass. Comes out to Gibbs. Puts it up and good. Good by Gibbs. She's had a good game.
She really has. Both ends of the ball, she just kind of dominates when she's out there. She's always touching it on each possession and always moving toward a rebound.
She's got a good nose for where to be on the court. There's a running jump into the lane. No good by Togiashi. And it's Karam's out of bounds. It'll be Crusher's ball with 2 seconds to go. That'll end the quarter. That ends the third quarter with the score. Vintage JV's 44, Napa JV's 13. We'll be back with the final quarter after this from our sports booster.
Hello, everyone. I am proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa Valley community for almost 55 years and still going strong. My family started selling Datsuns in 1965, and we now have a full line of economical and dependable Nissan vehicles to choose from. If you are looking for a mid-size to full-size truck, we have it. If you are looking for a family sedan that gets up to 44 miles per gallon, we have it. How about an electric vehicle? We have the new Nissan Leaf Plus that has the range of over 240 miles. Our friendly, award-winning sales, service, and parts staff are here to serve you. Stop by today and see why Napa Nissan is the best dealer and the best choice in town.
You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
All right, well, we're starting the fourth quarter. We'll get to Dino's stats here in a little bit here when we have the opportunity. But Napa quickly inbounds the ball. We're underway now in the fourth quarter, and Napa quickly loses the ball.
So the turnover battle is really getting out of hand now. After three quarters, 28 turnovers against Napa, just 11 against Vintage.
Vintage has the ball now as they've made some changes back in their lineup. There is a shot baseline right that is good. That was Sophia Lerner getting a little set shot.
She did it beautifully. They have made several shots tonight from longer distances that are all net.
Napa bringing the ball into the forecourt. Padilla tried to get a shot up. No good. The rebound. Padilla puts it back up. No good again. And Ali Musa was there trying to get the rebound. But it's deflected away from her by Gorenzer. And it'll be Napa's ball to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Looking to inbound the ball. They get it into Ali Musa. Puts the shot up. No good. Goes for a rebound. Gets it. Puts it up. Scores. And it will count and one. She was fouled on the play. So Ali Musa with the field goal and a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, that was a nice play. The rebound came directly right back at her while she's still underneath the basket. Got it up fast. Was fouled, but it didn't affect that shot. Chance for three.
Takes her time. Two-hand free throw is no good. Off the rebound, though, nice job in there on the rebound by Togiashi. Passed into the corner. There's a shot up no good there by Erickson. Rebound is taken by the Crusher. Should they come into the forecourt. Down quickly to the left side. They try to pass it underneath the basket. It goes to the top of the key now. And looking at a three, but not taking it, but driving in. Taking a shorter shot was McDaniel. She missed it. Rebound out to Cleveland. She fires an 18-footer, no good. Rebound, Napa high. It's 2-on-2, but a bad lead pass intended for Dalila Padilla goes out of bounds.
Yeah, she didn't have a chance to get it. Typically, Vintage on their possessions on first shots never really seem to take it in very close. They're from medium to long range, but they just seem to have the entire team ready for the rebound to follow it in very close on it. But very few of their initial shots, it's really interesting, are from driving the basket tonight.
Well, let's find out a little bit about the shooting through those first three quarters.
Well, the shooting has been overwhelmingly in favor of the Crushers. At the end of three quarters, they had put up 65 shots and made 18 of them. For the Grizzlies, after three quarters, they have put up 26 shots and made just three. They just made their fourth field goal of the game and their first one in the second half just a few moments ago.
Okay, well, the team's coming back onto the court there. As play resumes now, Vinny's with the basketball. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter of our JV game. There's a pull-up jumper from elbow type. No good by the Crashers-Simpkins, rebounded by Napa High. Vinny's releases their full-court press, and Napa drives with the basket, and trying to get the shot away was Kendall Smith, and she was fouled. But she'll go to the line for two shots. She handles the ball really well. She's a sophomore. You'll be seeing more of her on the varsity next year as she missed the first free throw. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the varsity contest tonight.
Yes, it will. And hopefully we've gotten all our turnovers in the junior varsity game and out of the system.
There's the next free throw attempt. Banked in, so splitting free throws was Kendall Schmidt. And here come the Crashers now. Cleveland brings it to the right of the key. Stopped the dribble there. Takes it back out towards the top there with their pass to McDaniel. And then they try to get it underneath. And a wild toss is deflected. It goes out. But it was a foul called. Foul's going to go against Napa's Padilla. Inbounds pass. There's a quick shot up. No good by Cleveland. And the rebound's taken out by Napa as they will get into a fast break mode and then slow it down as they get in the forecourt to set their pattern offense up. There is a left-handed shot up from a little bit of an angle by Samantha Shelton that goes out of bounds. 5.5 minutes remaining here in this, the fourth quarter, as Napa stays with the man-to-man defense. Well, there is a steal coming down with the ball. It's Shelton. She goes in, and the ball's stolen right back by Cleveland. Cleveland looks down court, decides to lob it down there, gets it over to the left side. There is a hurry-up shot up no good by Cleveland puts it up no good. The first attempt was by Nataro, and the long rebound comes back to Cleveland. Over the left side now, they get to Pridmore. Pridmore has the ball stolen away from her, and Napa gets the ball right back inside of 5 minutes to go now. 46-16. Big 30-point ball. Oops, there's a good pass underneath, and getting the field goal for Napa is Schmidt. Kendall Schmidt been in on much of the action for Napa High in this game. Cleveland in the forecourt has the ball deflected by Schmidt and taken by Napa. There's a turnover for Vinny. For Vinny. Just Schmidt comes down, falls down, gets it over to Shelton, and she's going to be called for a, well, it's going to be a jump ball. Looks like she started to go up in the air, and she did, but somebody was had their hand on the ball, and so that results in a jump ball. Two changes in the lineup. Macias is back in for Vintage. She'll replace Simpkins this time. And Napa inbounds the ball to the left corner. There's a hurry-up shot, no good by Kendall Schmidt. And coming down underneath and missing the layup was Gibbs. She was doing a little cherry-picking that time and missed the shot. But credit her. She hustles all the time. She
sure does, and it's not the first time that she's gotten behind the defense to go for a high-percentage shot.
So it's going to be a double bonus. Well, let's see. Is it a double bonus for Napa? So at the free throw line, Riley Erickson will be shooting the first of two, and she scores that one. Back into the lineup for Napa High is Nadoka Tagashi, replacing Evelyn Flores. And ready for her second free throw attempt is Riley Erickson. Looks, shoots, scores. Well, she goes two for two.
Yeah, and had some nice form on both those shots, for sure.
Midway through the fourth quarter now, as quickly Napa gets back on defense. So, say McDaniel will shoot over the defense, and she missed the shot, rebounded by Napa. It's Schmidt bringing the ball in the forecourt. She handles the ball so well and comes over left side now as they're working it from right to the left, and the ball is tipped away by Vinish. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa High. With 3.5 minutes to go here in the JV game, Vinish led 11-4 at the end of the first quarter, held a 28-8 halftime lead, led 44-13 after three quarters. And Napa with the ball now with Schmidt used up the dribble. The ball deflected away as scramble for it as it's taken by Vintage. Vintage has Pridmore bringing it into the forecourt and reaching in and committing the foul is Schmidt. Back into the lineup is Paige Simpkins. This time coming to the sideline is Kayla Cleveland out. And Napa's defense trying to stiffen up here at the final 3 minutes. Driving in, going up, missing the shot as McDaniel goes for her rebound, but it goes out of bounds off of Napa. Varsity action coming up shortly after this JV game. Nadia Alamusa back into the Napa lineup. Padilla goes to the bench. 3 minutes to go in the game, and the ball on the inbounds is deflected, so it stays with the Crashers. And triggering the inbound is going to be Paige Simpkins. Looks, gets it in to Pridmore, sets a pick, gets on the pick and roll, going up with the shot and missing is McDaniel, rebounded by Napa. A fast break coming down. Oshiashi puts a shot up. Missed, but was fouled on the play. So Nadoka Togayashi will go to the free throw line for two free throws.
It's actually a little bit of a turnaround this quarter, Ira. Napa so far is outscoring Vintage and playing a little bit more evenly. It's nice to see a lot of substitutions in as well.
Yeah, everybody getting a chance to play. Free throw is good. But hey, Togayashi has been making her free throws.
Yes, she has. She's been going like a shotgun out there. She's just really playing quickly and playing well. Very much into it.
Yeah, three in a row that she's made now. She can make that fourth straight free throw on the way. And good. Yeah, good form.
Great form. Yeah, right on.
Okay, with 2:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's now 46-22 for Vintage. Into the forecourt is Simpkins. And underneath, they found Pridmore all alone under there. They got a good pass to her, and she laid it in off the backboard for 2 points for Pridmore. Now, Vinnie gets back into a man-to-man defense. They will double-team the ball when they have the opportunity. There's a half hook by Shelton, no good. Scramble for the ball, and it is taken by Nataro. And here come the Crashers coming down over the side. There's a turnaround shot off the rim, no good by Lerner. Rebounded by Vintage. A shot up rims, no good by Simpkins. And Vintage goes for the rebound and a jump ball results. Getting in there was Chloe Dinsdale, freshman at Napa High.
Hang on. But, hey!
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure there what the question is.
The scoreboard went out for a minute. It's back on now.
Okay, well, got that.
Your scorekeeper, your varsity scorekeeper.
So hopefully we stayed on the air on that. So here we go. Now Napa brings the ball into the forecourt and has it deflected away. I'm going to turn this over to you just for a moment.
48-22, Vintage Junior Varsity leading with 1:45 left. Vintage comes up court with the ball. Number 23 taking it in.
Yeah, and the pass comes over to the toward the top of the key, and they get it over to Lerner. Lerner lobs a pass, a very bad pass, and it was intercepted by Schmidt. Schmidt coming down, feeds over to Ali Musa, goes up. She missed the shot. Rebound taken out of there by Simpkins. A lead pass comes to the forecourt to Nataro, and it's stolen away from her. Coming in is Dinsdale. Dinsdale on the angle, goes into the lane, double teamed there, and tied up. Well, the alternate arrow favors Vintage, and Dinsdale went down hard on the court when she was tied up there. Yeah, she bounces back up, but she's going to be okay.
Yeah, she got up very, very quickly, and they were there was some attention to her very quickly as well.
All right, so we have just over a minute to go here in this first game. So I want you to stay there because we'll be back with big game girls varsity action following this. And then tomorrow night, of course, the JV boys and the varsity boys. We do the JV game because he's got girls out here and the boys tomorrow work hard during the season. And so we get a little bit of acknowledgement here as we near the end of the basketball season.
Yeah, as in 46 seconds left to the end of the season for the Napa girls, at least.
So how have you enjoyed doing PA work here at football games?
Oh, I really enjoy it. You got the best seat in the house. You're undercover. And I got two great spotters that help. And it's just really kept me in the loop as far as things Napa High.
Were these spotters former singers you had?
No. One is Robert Klein. He's a retired engineer. His wife, Doris, taught at St. John's Lutheran for many years. And the other one is Jeff Jones. And he had a son who played football about 8-10 years ago. I'm trying to remember his first name. He was a really good player for us.
Well, we continue playing now here as Napa has the basketball in the final minute of this JV action. Ali Musa, hook shot up around, no good. It goes out of bounds then, and it will go over to Vintage with 12 seconds to go here in this JV contest. Inbounds pass comes to Lerner. Sophia Lerner on the high dribble brings it to the forecourt now with 7 seconds. She's right in the logo there, the Napa Indian in the logo. Miss Gordon, that'll end the game as Vintage holds on for a 48-22 victory. Vintage scored just 4 points in that fourth quarter, but changed their style quite a bit.
They did, and they were able, I believe just about every girl on both teams was able to get into the game, and that's a good thing.
All right, well, the scorekeeper there slapping hands with some of the Vintage victorious player. Way to go there.
Family friend. Ella Pridmore is a family friend. Randy, the coach there, their daughter, Riley, played years with my oldest daughter, Kennedy. Riley was a basketball player here at Napa High School with Kennedy. And so we, of course, have done a lot with them.
She's a pretty good little player.
Yeah, she's really good, hard-nosed, tenacious on D, has a lot of things going for her. She works really hard at the game, too, so really nice to see her come out here and play well tonight.
That team, 17-1, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. You know, we talk all the time about Kennedy and Riley's group. They won 4 championships in basketball. So Ella's goal is to match that with 4 championships. So she's, I think, got 1 under her belt, 3 to go.
All right. Well, we'll be back with our recap of this JV game and then get set before the tip-off of varsity action coming your way on KVON. So stay there. We'll be back with our wrap-up after this from our sports boosters.
Van Winden Landscaping, serving the Napa Valley since 1951 with professional landscaping, renovation, and planning. A complete landscaping service, including lighting and pruning, with free estimates. Van Winden sells bulk landscape material to the public as well as to contractors. Open mornings at 8 a.m., afternoons till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 till 2 on Saturdays. Van Winden Landscaping at 3101 California Boulevard will meet your total landscaping needs.
Have you thought about your insurance lately? My name is Tim Malloy, and I'm a fourth-generation insurance agent at Malloy, Emery, and Vasconi Insurance Services here in the Napa Valley. MIV is a local independent insurance agency that has had the pleasure of serving Napa Valley families and businesses for over 120 years. As an industry leader, we have helped develop winery and vineyard coverages used around the country, as well as reduced homeowners' rates here in the Napa Valley. So when you think of your insurance, please call Malloy, Emery, and Vasconi.
Brighten your day the Napa Electric way. How about making your home, office, or business brighter, fresher, and more attractive and easier on the eyes? Well, you can by just contacting Napa Electric, Napa's complete lighting showroom and ceiling fan center. Napa Electric even provides lighting design plans. Open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays. Napa Electric's on Brown Street just north of Lincoln. Get a daily electrical tip by going to either Facebook or Twitter. Brighten your day the Napa Electric way.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we're back here at the Mester Gym with the wrap-up of the first game of our basketball doubleheader tonight on KVON, as it's Napa and Vintage in big game night, and this was the little big game. And here with the big statistics is our stat guy, Dino.
Well, there were a lot of statistics to keep track of in this first game of the doubleheader, the girls' JV game. For the game, the Vintage Crusher JV girls ended up making 20 out of 78 shots from the floor. That included 0 for 10 from three-point range. They were a very sharp 8 out of 11 from the free throw line, and that's how they got their 48-point total. For the home squad, the JV girls of Napa, the Grizzlies, they ended up putting up 42 shots and making 5 of them, including 0 out of 3 from three-point land. And they were also very good on their free throw shooting, making 12 out of 18, and that's how they got their 22 points. The turnover battle was led by Vintage, as they forced 31 Napa turnovers. The Crusher girls turned the ball over just 13 times. The Crushers had 10 assists on their 20 made baskets. Napa had 1 assist on their 5 made baskets. The rebounding favored the Vintage Crushers by a count of 42 to 32. There was one block shot. That was by Napa. Napa was first to score in the game. The game was then tied once, and then Vintage took the lead and led for good, as Vintage led by as many as 33 points in the second half as they rolled. The JV Lady Crushers rolled to a 46-22 win. And now we get ready for the varsity action, Ira.
Oh, all right, well, we'll get set here in just a moment as the varsity teams are coming onto the court. But final comments now on that JV game before we end that and selection of our player of the game. So since you're our special guest, Travis, do you want to share with us your thoughts on the player of the game?
The player of the game for Vintage, as far as I'm concerned, was number 22, Katie Gibbs. She was in the center of everything that was happening, of a very talented, quick Vintage team. Many times she was getting behind the Napa defense to set up 5% shots. I don't know how many rebounds she had, but she was in the middle of the action, and just a very impressive performance tonight. For Napa, for me, it would be number 11, Kendall Schmidt. Again, for Napa, just seemed to be kind of the quarterback of the team, the one who was bringing the ball down or inbounding it in, setting the plays, kind of setting the tone for the Grizzlies.
Well, I'm going to go with Kayla Cleveland. You know, you don't see much about her. She doesn't do a lot of scoring, but she's always in there. She's a good defender. She gets a quick release as far as when she brings the ball into the forecourt and handles the ball well. And doesn't get a whole lot of recognition, but I think she's a very steady player. And for that reason, I'm going to go with her as my player.
That's an excellent choice as well. And very for real, you could have picked two or three other Vintage girls. They just, as a team, they moved the ball quickly. Very interesting. Many of their initial shots were mid to long range, and they made some of them. And the ones they didn't make, it just seemed so many times they were getting the rebound and getting second and third chances. Just always a step ahead, a pass ahead of what Napa was able to put up for on defense.
Well, we wanted to give our engineer a little bit of a break there, as have Tony Casillas that is working the board for us tonight. So that's why we wanted to get a few extra comments about the JV game before we set the scene for the varsity action. And when you were working with the choir, did you have what you considered your varsity and your JVs?
We did. We didn't call them that, but it was a multi-layered program that was very similar to what you see a three-team basketball program. We had two freshman classes, and they still do at Napa High, freshman boys, freshman girls, and that would feed into a 10th grade chorus class with the guys and girls together that, for all intents and purposes, with our junior varsity. And then typically, if you stayed with the program, you advanced in your junior year to concert choir, which was the big major school choir. And if you wanted some more choir action, you got into chamber choir and vocal music workshop as well. So, yeah, very similar alignment as to what you see on a three-team program in a sport.
Doing much judging these days?
It's going to be starting very soon. Judging season's pretty much mid-March to mid-May. And I'm doing it just about every weekend and some days during the week, save for Easter weekend.
You've got an interesting assignment working with a group over in Marin County.
It's actually Redwood City on the peninsula. It's the Ragazzi Boys Chorus. It's an after-school program that started in 1987 with seven boys in the founder's living room. Now it has over 270 boys in five different levels. I teach the high school boys, called Young Men's Ensemble. I go down every Wednesday for a three-hour rehearsal. We do concerts in that area between San Jose and San Francisco. The boys come from, in the entire program, come from 75 different schools. It's quite a program. It's very involved. We get to travel. Our tour was to Mexico last year. We're going to go to Boston in June. Our last concert's going to be in Boston Symphony Hall, where they do the Boston Pops. And very excited about the trip in a year. We're going to Italy, northern Italy and Austria. We have a full-day exchange arranged with the Vienna Boys Choir, June of 2021.
Wow. Well, continued success there. What a great job Travis Rogers does. And we're so fortunate that he enjoys sports, too, because we like to tie together music and sports on KVON, that's for sure. Well, that wraps up our coverage of game number one, so we invite you to stay tuned as Vintage JV Girls are winners, 48-22.